It's December 18th in snowy, yes, that's right, snowy Seattle. And Amy and I are going for a walk, and I thought...
Walking in the winter wonderland, that is Seattle.
I thought it was a way to maybe... Oh boy, this snow is deep in the road, but I thought it was a way to remember a little warmer temperature. I get Amy to talk a little bit about something I, for one, found interesting that I didn't know she did on this recent 5-week trip she took. She rode an elephant, and I just found that kind of interesting because I guess I never knew anybody who rode an elephant before. So, Amy, like I was saying, you rode this elephant.
Yes. Twice I rode an elephant.
And where'd you do this at?
I stayed for two evenings at Temple Tiger Jungle Lodge, which is in the western part of Royal Chitwan National Park, which is not too far from the border of India and the south-central part of Nepal.
So when you say you rode an elephant, like, tell me about it. I mean, how does that work? You just...
Okay. So
go say, hey, elephant, come on over, or...
Oh, yeah, right, I'm sure. So clearly the elephants have to be trained or broken in. And at this place, they usually work with female elephants because they're more responsive to training. They work with a keeper called a mahout. A mahout. The Nepalese have a different name for it, but they're usually called mahouts, and they're a person or persons who work with the elephant for many years, and they develop a very special relationship. So anyway, how the mechanics of the ride work are, the elephant is saddled up with, there are a couple of like cotton blankets that are laid across his back, and then on top of it is like a wooden frame of a cube, and that's attached to the elephant usually with some straps or a chain. There's a chain around the elephant's neck that can be controlled by the mahout. The mahout sits on the elephant's neck and controls the elephant using his feet by touching the back of the elephant's ears.
Okay,
you know.
So tell me a little more about this frame thing you're talking about. I mean, like, what, one person sits in this, or?
No, it can hold even six people. Remember, elephants are pretty big.
Six people?
Yeah. But, I mean, when I rode both times, there's one or two other people with me, so there's plenty of room. But anyway, the frame itself is probably about 18 inches high by, a few feet long.
So when you say 18 inches high, you mean off the elephant's back?
Yes.
Yeah, no, so when you're up on this thing, how high up the ground are you? Like, how high off the ground is the top of the elephant's back?
Oh, goodness. Depends on how tall the elephant is. They can be about, 15 feet high.
So you were sitting 15 feet up in the air?
At least 15, 20 feet.
Just trekking along on an elephant?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're in this frame.
Yes.
How do you get up there, 15 feet up in the air?
They have these wooden stands that are built that you go up a flight of stairs. The mahouts see you coming, and so they back the elephant up to the other side of the stands. So you walk on the stand, and then you basically step on the elephant and get yourself situated on sitting in the box.
So you get all situated, and then what, the mahout says, giddy up, or?
Not quite. Actually, elephant rides are typically done in silence because you don't want to frighten the elephant. So if you, like, for example, drop something, you tap the mahout's shoulder and gesture to the object, and the elephant will pick it up for you.
What?
Yes, they can do that.
The elephant will pick it up?
Yes. So if, like, let's say I drop my camera, for instance.
Okay.
I could tap the mahout on the shoulder, point to it, and then he would stop, and he would signal the elephant to pick it up.
So did you see the elephant picking anything up on your ride?
I didn't. I didn't test that theory.
Now, when you're riding along, you said the mahout guy, he controls the elephant with his feet.
Yes.
What, does he got, like, boots on or something?
No, barefoot.
And is that all he does, is just uses his feet, or how else does he kind of tell the elephant where to go?
He uses his feet primarily, but, for example, The second elephant I rode, I took a very early morning ride, and I don't think she'd finished having breakfast, so she was helping herself to the leaves, and in one case, broke off a branch of a small branch of a tree. And
like, how big a branch?
Oh, goodness. I'd say it's probably about the thickness of my forearm.
So a few inches thick.
Yeah.
That's not exactly small.
No.
Like a branch bigger than you could probably break off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was longer than I was, and like I said, it was thicker than my forearm. As far as whether one elephant could take off a branch that's my weight or thickness, probably.
So anyway, you were trekking along,
yes.
And this elephant's pulling this branch off.
So when she didn't respond to the Mahout's signals to move along, he had a couple different instruments. He had a thick, like a wooden dowel rod that he'd like thunk on the elephant's head or would whip her.
Do you think it hurt the elephant, or?
I was afraid of that, but the elephant didn't really even seem to notice when he thunked her on the head.
Well, I just kept munching the branch?
Yeah, she did.
So you said, what other tools did he have?
He had a hook like a thin metal rod with a hook on the end, and I kind of wondered if that was a tool of discipline, if you will. But I noticed later as we trekked through the jungle, he would use that to pull the leaves and the branches aside so he wouldn't get smacked in the face.
Do you think the elephant likes and knows its Mahout?
Oh, yes. In fact, I've heard that, if the elephant is upset, the only human that she will recognize is her Mahout.
And how old are the elephants when they start working with them?
Usually about the age, I think if they don't start training them till they're about 3, and then I think that they start doing more things when they're 7. The elephant's lifespan is similar to a human's, actually.
And how old are most people when they start to be a Mahout, do you think, if you know?
I'm really not sure, but one of the Mahouts I saw there with a 7-year-old elephant, he looked to be about 15.
Really?
Yes. And that was interesting to watch those interactions. Well, one of the wonderful things about this place we stayed at, Temple Tiger Jungle Lodge, is that they had different...
Say that 5 times real fast.
Yeah, right. Is that they had different nature programs, and one of the ones that I attended was called an elephant briefing, where a naturalist will explain interesting information about Asian elephants, will compare and contrast Asian with African elephants, and he'll tell you a little bit about the elephants. So that was very interesting. And during this, they featured a 7-year-old elephant named Dulga Kali, and she was like a 7-year-old kid, you know, getting restless, moving around, fiddling with her leg restraint. And in one case, she kept tickling the toes of the Mahout who was assigned to her with her trunk.
Now, you saw the elephants. Did you see them eat more than branches?
I saw them eat grasses. One thing that I learned is that elephants digest about 40% of the food that they take in, and actually... If you look at their feces, you can see all the grasses and stuff that's not digested, the cellulose. And apparently what they have to do is when the feces is dried is they need to burn it because, as the naturalist explained, if they didn't, they'd have the second highest mountain in Nepal.
Huh. Now, the elephant, I mean, you said it's big and everybody knows it's big, but It's 15 feet off the ground. How long would you say it is?
I'd say it could be about 8 to 10 feet, depending on the elephant.
And how wide? So this back where you're sitting up on this frame thing, like how wide is it?
Oh.
Like side to side.
Side to side. Well, I'd say it could be about 4 or 5 feet. You know, obviously some elephants are bigger than others.
So, like the elephant's back is like a 8-foot by 4-foot square, but not square, but that big?
It's pretty big.
And how long is the trunk?
Oh, goodness. I'd say that could be about... That's usually over 6 feet long. Could be about 6 feet long, maybe longer, depending on the elephant. I really wish I had better information to tell you as far as vital stats with the elephants. I don't really have that. I just am going by the elephants I observed. And, of course, female elephants are typically smaller than their male counterparts.
So now you're up in this frame. You got the elephant to quit eating the branches, and you're just trekking along on this walk through the woods. How long was the walk, usually?
Oh, I'd say it was an hour and a half each. The first walk was about an hour and a half. The second one was about a little over an hour.
And, where you were, this was in a jungle.
Yes.
I mean, this wasn't just some peaceful zoo.
No, it was a jungle.
Did you see any other wild animals on your walk? Or?
You know, I was disappointed to say I didn't see any tigers, although the first day we were there, one of the groups on the elephant did see a tiger. I saw a few rhinos.
And what happened? Did they go elephant go over by it? Or?
Well, it's interesting because the first time we saw one, you know, we pursued it, and there were two other groups on elephants who were going after this elephant. And the elephant we were riding was getting nervous because you could tell just because her movements were different, and a couple times she trumpeted. But we get to this...
Was that loud?
It wasn't a full trumpet, but it was just making noise, I guess.
Sure.
So we get to this clearing, and these three elephants with people are converging on this rhino. And I'm thinking, oh goodness, these rhinos, when they're ticked off, if they charge, elephants will run. So I'm thinking, oh goodness, I'm going to hang on for dear life. But we got to this, so after we got to this clearing, we all stopped and we took some pictures. And so the rhino, you know, animals are smart. They really are. I'm sure that they had encountered something like this before. So they just kind of stopped and, you know, didn't do anything while we all took our pictures. And then it's like, okay, are you done now? I'm going on my way.
Did they ask for royalties?
No.
So you kind of, sounds like it could have got interesting with the rhino, but...
I did see a couple langur monkeys and some white-spotted deer. But the national park features other wildlife like, you know, sloth bears and the tigers, of course.
So when you're riding on this elephant, I mean, is it... smooth? Is it fast? Is it bumpy? What's it like?
No, it's this lumbering kind of...
Kind of like how we're walking through this 6 inches of snow?
A little bit. I mean, but it's more of a swaying, lumbering, slightly jerky kind of a ride. I mean, it's more for the ambiance than for the comfort. But remember that when you ride, like, for example, a horse, you have one leg on either side of it, and you're in the center.
Been sitting sideways.
Yeah, I was sitting sideways.
So kind of looking off to one side.
Yeah.
Like the elephant's head would have either been on your right or your left.
Yes, more or less.
You've never ridden an elephant before.
No.
If you had to say, like, what was the most memorable thing about it?
Well, I think one... I mean, the ride itself was pretty memorable, getting on an elephant, but the first time after I rode an elephant, I went over and petted the elephant, and, you know, elephants, again, like I said, they're very smart. They're known for it. I went over and I was petting her.
What did it feel like?
Very kind of rough, coarse, you know, very dry, leathery skin with some coarse hair on it. So I was talking to her, and I said, thank you for letting me ride you, and she nodded her head. The elephant nodded her head, which, I mean, some people say, well, what does that mean? But, you know, I sort of got the impression that she basically understood I was treating her with some reverence, and...
Sure.
You know, she was cool with it.
Would you do it again?
Sure.
Or is it one of those things, once you've done it, you don't really need to do it again, or would you do
it again? I'd do it again. I like elephants. I mean, I wouldn't say it's my number one activity, but what I would like to do that I didn't get to do, because apparently it wasn't the best time of year for this, is I'd like to participate in an elephant bathing.
What's that
activity.
All about?
So, when the weather's pretty warm, the mahouts will take their elephants.
Must need a big bathtub.
Well, the river is usually their bathtub. So the mahouts walk them into the river and they'll bathe the elephants. They'll scrub them down, and if you, you know, call out a command, I think it's chup. If you do it, if you say it correctly, the elephant will spray you with water as they rinse themselves off.
It really sounds like these mahouts, they really have a personal relationship with these elephants.
Yes, they do.
What jungle were you in now?
It's in Royal Chitwan National Park.
And what was that like? I mean, when you're going through the jungle, was it all big trees or?
There are a lot of very big trees. I mean, normally when you think of the stereotypical jungle, you think of, you know, real thick brush, humid, hot temperatures, bugs everywhere. And this wasn't this kind of a jungle so much. Or at least when I was there, it was November. But you had the big trees and a lot of brush. There was actually, in the morning, it was cloudy and misty. And usually it's about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning when the clouds blow over and the sun comes out. It was cool. It wasn't cold, but it certainly wasn't hot and humid like you'd think a jungle would be like. You know, some of the areas are, the grasslands are just, it's really thick, and you can see where tigers would love to hang out there and stalk prey from that vantage point.
Did you see a lot of birds and stuff?
Yes, there are also parts where, based on where the river was, that were also kind of swampy. But yes, there were tons of birds, and in fact, I'm angry at myself that I thought I got a mini video of the birds singing in the swamp, and yet I didn't.
And you said you saw some monkeys. Was there a lot of monkeys all over there?
There are a few monkeys. But, you know, one thing I learned that was interesting, and as I observed this, I think there's some truth to it. Monkeys and the deer are friends. So when monkeys will see a tiger approach, and, of course, the deer are their primary food source in the jungle, the monkeys will call out and will alert the deer. Monkeys will knock down leaves and some fruits from trees so that the deer can eat that, and the deer and the monkeys will sometimes be eating the same vegetation together.
Did you see any monkey or any deer?
Yes, in fact, a couple times when I saw monkeys, the deer were close by.
And not running away, like scared, like they
nope.
would think?
Well, I mean, they ran away when they saw us.
Sure, but
they
not
weren't,
from the monkey
not
there.
From monkeys.
Well, the whole thing sounds pretty interesting.
It was interesting. And one of the people who ran the Temple Tiger told us, come back again and I'll take you where, on a different route where the elephants don't usually go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this was called Temple Tiger Lodge?
Temple Tiger Jungle Lodge.
Well, thanks, Amy.
We're
going to continue trundling in the snow here on this Seattle day.